Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change.
It's time to get real gone on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Here's your host, James Riley.
This is Jammin' James Riley on your favorite hour for great killer music and interviews. Now this hour, we continue our chat with Linda Gail Lois.
And after the gig, we're sitting in the dressing room, and all of a sudden, somebody knocks on the door, and they open the door, and there stands John Lennon. And I said, oh my God, it's John Lennon.
Much more coming up in just a bit. Plus, we hear songs number 15 through 11 in our Killer Countdown, brought to us by Lanark Records, featuring the latest from Linda Gail Lois. Counting down your favorite songs is voted on by you of Linda Gail's brother, Jerry Lee Lewis, and to celebrate the killer's birthday. We also hear from Wanda Jackson, Sleepy LaBeef, and this one, brand new from French rock and roller Jake Calypso. It's Downtown Memphis on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Downtown. Downtown.
Well, I drove my car in 60 Avenue. About an old blues song who say you can't believe you should go back home. Went downtown to Memphis, I can't tell, I feel like my
hometown.
Yeah, I met a cat on a sidewalk.
Downtown.
But no more talking about roasted black talk. I didn't know what I meant, but I started to move my feet, cause I had a brand new beat. But downtown in Memphis, I can't tell, I feel like my hometown.
Let you go.
That's Norman Fox and the Rob Roys with Tell Me Why from 1957. Now, they'll be at Viva Las Vegas 19, April the 14th through the 17th, 2016, at the Orleans Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. VivaLasVegas.net is where you can go to find out all of the info. All right, it's time to get back into our chat with Linda Gail Lewis, the queen of the pumpin' piano. But first, let's hear a tune from her album released in Sweden this year called Heartbreak Highway. It's Rock and Roll Soul on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Here I am, people, once again, locking in your city and hollering, kicking off the keys with my rock and roll machine, working my piano in a way I can hear, cause there's a one, two, go, man, go.
You had a book of, you know, several years ago, just a great title, The Devil, Me, and Jerry Lee.
Yeah, the devil got top billing on that, didn't he?
He did.
That guy, my ghostwriter, you know, had quite a sense of humor. And the people that actually did the book, they were a little small company called Longstreet Press. And they released that book. And it's mostly just, you know, like some funny stories about things that we did. Mostly it's things that aren't quite humorous. And Grill Marcus, the critic, said that he really enjoyed it because it wasn't all that boring biography stuff, and it was just a really funny, entertaining read.
Yeah.
He said you could take a good tall drink and sit down and read it in a couple of hours, which is what he did.
Yeah, there you go.
He gave me a really good review on the book and said he really enjoyed it, and God bless him.
Yeah, absolutely. Always nice to get some kind words from people out there. Now, you talked about, you know, the Lewis name recognition being a bit of a double-edged sword. You know, it helps get you in the door sometimes, but you've got to bring it.
Well, that's true. And because of that, sometimes I probably feel a lot more pressure than most people do. I mean, most people probably can just relax. And I can't really do that because I have to deliver something every time I feel like I do.
Yeah.
So I try to always do that. I try to do, you know, a really good job. And of course, I started doing this music in Europe and started playing rock and roll. And I guess it was 1988. And with my brother's blessings, he came to hear me on a gig. And he said, and I told him, I said, I really hope that this is going to be all right. I hope I'm good enough to go over to Europe and do this tour. And he said, well, and at that time, he had not seen me or heard me do my rock and roll show with me playing the piano and singing. And so he went out in the audience and sat there and watched my gig And afterward, he said, yep, just go on. You'll be fine.
Oh, that's awesome.
He said, they're going to love you. He said, they're going to love you. And it worked out exactly like he said it would.
Well, I rocked over Izzy and I rocked over Spain. I rocked in Memphis, it was all the same. Hell, I rocked into Africa and I rode off the ship. I seen them natives doing an odd-looking skip. I parted the weeds and looked over the swamp. I seen them cats doing a bangy stomp. You bangy stomp with rock and roll. Beats anything that's ever been told. You bangy stomp, you bangy style. With the beat that's gonna drive a cool cat wild. Up at the chief and he invited me in. He said, a big jam session, got to begin. He handed me a tom-tom, I picked up the beat. That crazy thing sent shivers to my feet. I rocked and I rolled and I skipped with a smile. You bang a stomp, hush, you bang your style. You bang a stomp with rock and roll. It beats in the thing that's ever been told. You bang a stomp, you bang your style. With a beat that's gonna drive a cool cat wild. I was doing rockin' time with the chief son Jay. We were making time and getting in the know, but the captain said, honey, we gotta go. I said, that's all right, you go right ahead. I'll do the you bang your stomp till I rode over dead. You bang your stomp with rock and roll. It beats anything that's ever been told. You bang your stomp, you bang your style. With the beat that's gonna drive a cool cat wild.
Viva Las Vegas 19 is April 14th through 17th at the Orleans Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, featuring guitar legend Dick Dale. Brian Setzer's Rockabilly Riot.
There's a rockin' in Brighton tonight. Rockin' in Brighton tonight.
The Polecats.
Make a circuit with me.
The Stars of Rockabilly Show with Sleepy LaBeef. The Doo-Wop All-Star Show with Bobby Hendricks, Jack Scott, Rocky Burnett and Daryl Higham, Big Sandy and his Flyride Boys, Dave Phillips and the Hot Rod Gang, Jay Milano, Restless, and over 50 more artists.
But that's not all.
Burlesque Show, Deke's Guitar Geek Show, Car Show, Burlesque Bingo, Pool Parties, and so much more. It's Viva Las Vegas 19. For tickets and information, go to VivaLasVegas.net and we'll see you there.
There's a rumble in Brighton tonight!
We're back on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. We just heard You Banky Stomp from our guest, Linda Gail Lewis. That was taken from her Gas Station Flowers project. It's interesting you mentioned Europe. I spoke with Levi Dexter recently, and we talked about him and the Rockettes when they were forming, and then they came over from England here to the United States, and they were assuming everybody would know, you know, this was late 70s, they were assuming everybody would know Gene Vincent and Joe Clay and Charlie Feathers and everything, but they didn't. You know, they knew your brother and they knew Elvis, but you know, they really didn't know a lot of our history here. You know, a lot of us here in America, it's interesting, you kind of find that. But then in other countries, they revere it. And I know you tour quite a bit internationally. Why do you think that is, that they revere it so much and they know the history of it, maybe even more than those of us living in America do?
I think that's true in the UK especially.
Yeah.
However, when I'm working in Scandinavian countries like Denmark, not so much, but a lot. I'm in Sweden a lot. It's like my second home. And also I do a tour once a year in Norway. And I'm just playing to regular mainstream people who wouldn't have any clue who Charlie Feathers is.
Okay, well, there you go.
But now, there is a rock and roll scene in Sweden, but that's the car people. The people who have the old American cars.
Sure.
And some of them know some of the rockabilly acts and stuff. And I do some of those car festivals. But you're talking about, like, maybe one gig out of the whole year that I do, that's those people.
Okay, gotcha.
And the rest of the time, I'm just playing for regular people. But Now, when you go to the UK, I'm playing to the rock and roll crowd there.
Yeah.
And they know everything.
Sure.
I have to be careful what I say when I'm talking to people because they will correct me.
That's
I
right.
I had one guy that corrected me about when Eddie and I got married.
Yeah.
We had missed it by a year. We had the wrong date when we got married.
That's this guy awesome.
Said, you know the English, you're very polite. He said, if
sure.
I might be so bold as to correct you, actually, it was 1990, whatever. And he said, because we thought we'd been married actually a year longer than we actually had.
Yeah.
Now, thank you so much, Colin, for that. It's my friend Colin that was telling me that. And it was a little bit embarrassing. But then if you start talking about the music, you've really got to be careful because those guys over there, the fans over there, they are really, you got the young fans, you got the fans that are like my age, and the fans that are my brother's age, and they know about this music. They love it. They fell in love with it, and they never turned their backs on it. They've kept it going all this time.
Man, that's
they have never changed.
That's incredible.
Isn't it wonderful?
It is, yeah. I mean, it really is. Even if we disagree on things sometimes on what really is rockabilly or whatever, I always love their passion because that's what keeps it alive, you know, the passion out there. So
oh, absolutely. And it's all American roots music.
Yeah.
And I love it all. And I'm sure sometimes my sound is rockabilly, and I'm sure that sometimes a lot of times, probably most of the time, my sound is rock and roll.
Yeah.
We were rocking in Sweden, really in the groove. I said, we gotta go now to the home of the blues. We caught the next thing smoking on SAS. It was an A340 to the U.S. Now we're rocking in Memphis. It's great to be home again. Mississippi, strolling down memory lane, where the honeysuckle still smells the same, and the rock and roll will never change. We're serving it up, Memphis style, dig this crazy beat. We're serving it up, come and get it, it's the boogie that can't be beat, where the honeysuckle still smells the same. Change.
That's our guest, Linda Gale Lewis, with the tune From Memphis to Sweden, from the album Me and the Boys in the Band. Wasn't there an interesting story with John Lennon and your brother?
Oh, I was sitting right there. Oh, yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, we went to do this gig. I think it was the Roxy.
Uh-huh.
And so I was there, and I remember Rod Stewart had come to the gig, but he was afraid of Jerry, and he wouldn't go in the dressing room.
Yeah.
Because Jerry didn't really like his music, and had said something about it to somebody at Mercury, because we were on Smash, which is a subsidiary of Mercury.
Yeah.
And he loves Jerry, you know, and he came to the show. And he said, oh, he said, that was absolutely the most wonderful show. I said, well, come on back and meet Jerry. This was after the show. But then, of course, he wouldn't go in the dressing room because he was afraid of Jerry. He was afraid Jerry would shoot him or something. So that was pretty interesting. But before the show started, and I can't remember who it was now, but somebody said to me, they said, John Lennon is here and he's sitting up in the balcony. Well, we could smell all this marijuana smoke, you know, coming down from now. And I said to Kenny Lovelace, you know, and it's always the same thing with my friend and my ex-husband.
Yeah.
I said, Kenny, they say that John Lennon is here. And Kenny will always say, I don't believe that. That's not true. Kenny always says that. He said it when Janis Joplin was there. He said it when Mick Jagger was there. And on this night, he said it as well. And I said, well, okay, well, maybe he's not here. So we did the gig. And after the gig, we're sitting in the dressing room. And all of a sudden, somebody knocks on the door, and they open the door, and there stands John Lennon. And I said, oh, my God, it's John Lennon. And so he walks in, and without saying a word, he kneels down beside Jerry, and Jerry is sitting with his leg crossed, you know, like with his ankle on his knee.
Yeah.
And, of course, he had his shoes on. He had his little tennis shoes on because he had changed from his stage clothes. We were getting ready to fly back on his private plane. So then John Lennon kissed the bottom of Jerry's shoe. And it was a little bit awkward because Jerry didn't really know what to say.
What do you say in a situation like that?
Actually, what he said was, oh, that's okay, killer. You don't have to do that. That was what he said.
Oh, and it's hard
to remember anything after that because I was like in a state of shock.
Yeah, is it what just happened here?
It was amazing. And then, of course, John Lennon's road manager or tour director guy had brought him there. And it was so nice that when he wrote his book, he pretty much told the same story that I did, you know, just from a different angle because he was with John Lennon. He said John Lennon was really nervous that day when he knew he was going to meet Jerry. He was really nervous about it.
That's interesting because, you know, we think of the Beatles being the Beatles, and they've talked many times about being nervous to meet their heroes, Jerry Lee Lewis, Elvis, you know, I mean, it's very chronicled that, you know, and just shows they're human being as well. It's neat that...
Paul McCartney has done a lot of stuff with Charlie Gracie. He really appreciates Charlie.
Sure.
Charlie's song. He's recorded them. And, you know, when Jerry was at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame being honored recently, they put the Beatles, actually, the ones that are left, of course, Ringo and Paul McCartney, and Yoko Ono and George Harrison's widow, they all wanted Jerry to sit with them.
Yeah, that's great.
At the table with Sir Paul and Ringo and those guys, and that was really pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then when we were at the jazz festival, Elton John was so excited. He had brought some of his vinyl albums for Jerry to sign.
That is so cool.
Well, that was so funny because I love my brother so much because, you know, he's seen it all, done it all, and it's just so wonderful. I mean, we're all just gushing, and oh, my God, we're going to meet Elton John, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I was late for the line check that I was supposed to do with Kenny Lovelace because I was hanging out there to meet Elton John before I went to the stage, and Kenny's like, you're late. Why are you so late? Because Kenny gets really nervous. You know, 50,000 people there.
Sure. Yeah, that was a huge crowd.
I'm late for the line check because I want to meet Elton John. But it was so funny because Jerry's sitting there, and he is the coolest guy in the world. And here comes Elton John's manager, and he comes in and says to Jerry, he said, you know, Elton would really like to meet you, Jerry. And Jerry said, just so nonchalant, he said, well, I guess that'll be okay. You can bring him in here in a few minutes. The rest of us are going crazy, you know.
Exactly, yeah. I don't even think I could speak at that moment, yeah. Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, he was so calm. He was so calm because he's the coolest guy in the world.
That's very cool.
I'm going to write a little letter and mail it to my local DJ.
Yeah.
It's a jumping little record I want my Johnny to play.
I roll it over Beethoven and tell Tchaikovsky the news.
Over Beethoven by Jerry Lee Lewis and our guest Linda Gail Lewis. It's from their album called Together on Smash Records in 1969. Now, this is something really cool for you because you get to watch your daughter is now, you know, taking off with a career as well too. You get to watch her as a proud mama and also
I'm so proud of her. I'm so proud of her.
That's so cool. And you also get to watch her from as a peer, a fellow artist, too. That's a neat perspective.
Oh, yeah. That girl has got something. I'll tell you what. She's got that beautiful, soulful voice. She's got a great rock and roll voice, and she sings rock and roll and blues and country, all of it. Great American roots music artist. And of course, she's teamed up with her husband, Danny B. Harvey, and, you know, he's just so talented. He's done everything in the world, and he plays so many instruments and writes wonderful songs, and he's a great producer, and, you know, the two of them together are just unstoppable, and yes, I am really proud of her.
And Danny, my goodness, people would think, if they didn't know better, that he was the co-producer of this show, because it seems like everything I play is something he's produced or played on or friends with or whatever. It's just, it's
I know, he stays busy all the time. He's the only person I know that works as much as I do.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Linda Gail Lewis, and you're listening to Jammin' James Riley and the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour.
Well, this train is bound for this train. This train is bound for this train. This train is bound for this. Don't care nothing but the righteous and the holy. This train is bound for this train. Well, this train don't care no.
The Lewis family doesn't have to perfect the rock and roll attitude because they invented it. The queen of the pumped piano is back and she's just getting started.
He's a real bad boy and he's sweet on me. He's my good rockin' baby. He's my hard rockin' man.
Linda Gail Lewis makes her Landmark Records debut with Hard Rockin' Woman.
Now pretty soon you're gonna see. You wish you never heard.
Featuring a stellar band, including guitars by Danny B. Harvey and Quentin Jones, as well as backing vocals by her daughter, Annie Marie Lewis.
Heartbreak Highway, and I might lose control.
Linda Gail Lewis, Hard Rockin' Woman, produced by Quentin Jones on Landmark Records. Rockabilly Deluxe features the best in new and classic roots, rockabilly, and psychobilly music from around the world. In 6 issues a year, we cover it all, not just the music, but the Weekenders, the pinups, the hot rods, and all the other details that create the scene. And coming soon, even more content in our online issue. Subscribe online at www.rockabillydeluxemagazine.bigcartel.com. Rockabilly Deluxe Magazine. If there's a rockabilly scene, we'll be there. And you should be there with us. This is Jammin' James Riley, and just a moment ago we heard This Train from Linda Gail Lewis. It's from her latest Landmark Records project, Hard Rockin' Woman. Now, Landmark Records is the sponsor of our Killer Countdown, and right now we hear number 15 through 11 on the show. Coming in at number 15 is a song that was recorded in 1957 with Roland Janes on guitar and Jimmy Van Eaton on drums. The opening line is classic. My name is Jerry Lee Lewis, come from Louisiana. I'm gonna do you a little boogie on this here piano. Number 15, it's Lewis Boogie.
Number 15.
Number 15.
Psst, hey, it's number 15.
My name is Jerry Lee Lewis, I'm from Louisiana. I'm gonna do you a little boogie on this here piano. Doing mighty fine, I'm gonna make it shake it. I'll make you do it and make you do it until you break it. It's called Lewis Boogie, any Lewis way. Lord, I do my little boogie woogie every day. My boogie woogie makes you wanna stop and do the bop. It's called a Lewis boogie in a Lewis way. Lord, I do my little boogie woogie every day. That's where that freshly boy said you ain't nothing but a hound. But now you take my boogie, it keeps you in the groove. Then your psycho really act begins to shiver and to move. It's called a Lewis boogie in the Lewis way. Oh, I do my little boogie woogie every day.
Hi, this is Alton Lott of Alton and Jimmy, old Sun recording artist, wishing the killer Jerry Lee Lewis a happy birthday. I know you don't remember Jerry Lee, but I played guitar with you in Jackson, Mississippi on a couple of shows. Take care of yourself.
At number 14 in our killer countdown to celebrate the 80th birthday of Jerry Lee Lewis is a song written by Jack Clement and intended to be the A-side originally. After several takes of the song, they decided to take a break and try another one. It was suggested they do a tune that had been going over really well live in concert. Whole lot of shaking going on. Well, that eventually became the A-side, as we all know. But this song, however, was now the B-side. From 1957, here's It'll Be Me.
Number 14.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's number 14.
14.
knocking on your door. If you see something crawling up across the floor, baby, it'll be me. And I'll be looking for you. If you see a head peeping from a crawl that hole, if you see somebody climbing up a telephone pole, baby, it'll be me. And I'll be looking for you. Gonna look on the mountain and in the deep blue sea. Gonna search all the forests and look in every tree. But if you feel something heavy on your fishing hook, if you see a funny face in your comic book, baby, it'll be me. Looking for you. If you hear a fox calling out in the night, if you see somebody hanging from a lamppost bright, baby, it'll be me. And I'll be looking for you. If you see somebody looking in all the cars, if you see a rocket ship on its way to Mars, baby, it'll be me. And I'll be looking for you. Gonna look in the city where the lights are blue. Gonna search the countryside, all the haystacks too. If you see a new face on a photo pole, if you find a lump in your sugar bowl, baby, it'll be me. I'll be looking for you.
Coming in at number 13 in our Killer Countdown, brought to us by Lanark Records, is a song released in 1964 on Smash Records and later re-recorded for the Great Balls of Fire soundtrack. Here's I'm on Fire.
Number 13.
Number 13!
Yes, and what a lovely day to be awarded number 13.
Cup. Woo, 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 I'm on fire, turning a full on. I'm a flame from all of her charm. A little firebug, can't you see? Can't you see what you're doing to me? You got me burning up like a paper cup. I'm on fire. I like a toast to eat. Help me, Mr. Fireman, please. I'm burning from my head to my knees. I'm a flame with such a burning desire. The girls, that's my soul on fire. She got me burning up like a paper cup. I'm on fire. Ship on a stormy sea. And when I hear her say, I'm gonna love you every minute of each day, I start to roast just like toast to eat. Hey, Mr. Fireman, please, you know I'm burning from my head to my knees.
I'm a flame with such a burning desire. That little girl sets my soul on fire. She got me burning up like a paper cup. Woo, 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 I'm on fire.
Hi, this is W.S. Hall. I want to wish my buddy Jerry Lee Lewis a happy birthday and say how great it is to have as many as me and him has had. Thank you so much.
At number 12 is a song that hit number 1 for Jerry Lee Lewis in 1972. It was initially a signature song for the Big Bopper, but as always, the killer made it his own. Here's Chantilly Lace at number 12 in our killer countdown.
Number 12.
Here we go with number 12.
And now we've arrived at number 12.
Hello, you good-looking thing, you. Yeah? Huh? Now, this is the killer speaking. Do I like what? I sure do like it, baby.
Chantilly lace, pretty face, ponytail, hanging down, wiggle in a walk. Giggle and talk, it gon' make that world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl that make me act so funny, spend my doggone money. I feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a wah, baby, that's what I like. Huh? Well, I what? Do I what? Well, I what? Can't never tell, baby. I might, but honey, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace, pretty face, a ponytail, a hanging down, a wiggle and a wobble, a giggle and a toss. They're gonna make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so fun to spend my doggone money. Feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a, oh, baby, that's what I like. Huh? Huh, what's that? Pick you up at 8 and don't be late? You gotta be joking, woman. I thought you might pick me up at 8 and don't be late. It don't make no difference, baby, you know what Jerry Lee likes.
Chantilly lace, pretty face, ponytail, hanging down, a wiggle and a walk, giggle and a talk.
Oh, it makes the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. I act so funny, spend my doggone money. I'm feeling real loose like a long-necked goose, like a, whoa, baby, that's what I like. Woo! Honey, you turn me up on this telephone. I swear I don't know what in the world I'm gonna do with you. You yapping, 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 yapping. When you break it all down, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace, pretty face, ponytail, hanging down, a wiggle and a wobble, a giggle and a doggy, through the nigga, 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 through the wiggle around. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. Make me act so funny.
Our final song in the Killer Countdown this hour, brought to us by Landmark Records, featuring the latest from his sister, Linda Gail Lewis, hard rockin' woman. LandmarkRecords.net is where more info can be found on that. At number 11 is a song that peaked at number 4 on the Billboard U.S. Country Singles Chart in 1968. It's from the album of the same name. The album peaked at number 3 on the U.S. Country Albums Chart. Here's Another Place, Another Time.
Number 11.
Number 11.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We are almost in heaven with number 11.
One by one, they're turning out the lights. I've been feeding that old jukebox just to hold you tight. Guess it's for the best. I just put in my last dime. Heard you whisper we'd meet again. Another place, another time. Chairs are stacked all over tables, and it's closing time, they say. I could wait right here forever if they'd only let me stay.
anywhere would be much better than that old lonely room of mine. And a sleepless night away for another place, another time. Won't that room of mine be a lonely place to be after I've been holding you so close to me? And won't that old stairway be a little hard to climb through a lonely room to wait for another place, another to climb to a lonely room to wait for another place and another time.
So you weren't able to make it out to your favorite festival this year.
Or you forgot to buy your favorite band's t-shirt in concert.
Or you just can't get enough of cool merchandise from the rockabilly scene. Rocking Merch is the place for you. The official online store for Viva Las Vegas Rockabilly Weekend. As well as pomade, CDs, records, DVDs, and other merchandise from some of your favorite rockabilly artists. Find them online at rockingmerch.com. It's your one-stop shop for all your rockabilly needs.
Hi, this is Stan Perkins of Jackson, Tennessee, and I'm listening to my favorite hour of great music. It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley. Keep on rocking, man.
Your source for rockabilly blues, surf, roots, early country, and rock and roll. This is the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Hey, special thanks to Landmark Records for bringing us the killer countdown. Next time we move into the top 10, hearing number 10 through number 6. Plus more with Linda Gale Lewis, so you don't want to miss it. Now, both Linda and this next artist, a close personal friend of hers, performed at the Ink and Iron Festival recently in Nashville, Tennessee. Now, this artist is a member of so many Hall of Fames. Among those, she's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Rockabilly Hall of Fame, the International Rockabilly Hall of Fame, the Oklahoma Music and Oklahoma Country Music Halls of Fame, International Gospel Hall of Fame, and the German Music Hall of Fame. Wow. Hey, from 1960, it's Wanda Jackson, and let's have a party.
This is Sleepy LaBeef, and I'm listening to my favorite hour of great music.
It's the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour with Jammin' James Riley.
Oh, I like a little rock. I like a little roll. That rockabilly music, honey, it gets way down in my soul. Oh, yeah, got a hold on me. Born in Louisiana in the middle of a swamp, like a backwater bull from a river to jump. Oh, yeah, got a hold on me. I'm a boogie-woogie-boogie-woogie-boogie-boogie-man from Tennessee. I like a little rock and I like a little roll. Country boogie-woogie is down in my soul. Oh, yeah, got a hold on me. I'm your boogie-woogie-boogie-woogie-boogie-woogie-man from Tennessee, Gene. Shake it for you, break it for you all night long, all right. Got a hold on me. I'm your boogie, woogie, boogie, 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 woogie man from Tennessee. Born in Louisiana, middle of a swamp, like a backwater bull from a ready to jump. Oh, yeah. Got a hold on me. I'm your boogie, woogie, boogie, woogie, boogie, woogie man from Tennessee.
That's Sleepy LaBeef with Boogie Woogie Countryman from his project Sleepy LaBeef Rides Again. Now, if you've ever seen Sleepy in concert, you know that his nickname is the only thing sleepy about it. It's high energy and legendary. Definitely something to cross off your bucket list. Sleepy LaBeef here on the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Now, hey, if you've ever seen our logo and wish that you had a t-shirt of it, rockingmerch.com has those. Along with CDs, DVDs, t-shirts from other bands, pomade, so much more. And let's get back into the music. Another artist performing at Viva Las Vegas 2016 is a gentleman by the name of Bobby Hendricks. For a while, he was the lead singer in The Drifters, singing on such songs as Drip Drop. He also has a successful solo career, including this one from 1958. It's Itchy Twitchy Feeling.
Sitting here wondering what it's all about. This rock and roll music that makes you shout. You tune in on Bandstand, they're a jumping like mad. And they're dancing, they're doing it. Don't look bad. You get that itchy, twitchy feeling. You start a rocking and a reeling. Soon your arms and legs start flapping like a hound dog mouth and yakking. You're a rocking and a rolling. You don't understand it, but it sure feels nice. You thought you might try it about a once or twice. You started with that dance they call the stroke, but you felt much better doing rock and roll. You get that itchy, twitchy feeling. You start a rocking and a reeling. Soon your arms and legs start flapping like a hot dog mouth and yapping. You're a rocking and a rolling. You start a rockin' and a reelin'. Soon your arms and legs start flappin'.
a yapping, you're a rocking and a rolling. Soon your arms and legs start flapping like a hound dog. Off a yapping, you're a rocking.
Marking the Wild Ones with Can't Stop Loving You. Now, you've been listening to the Rockabilly and Blues Radio Hour. Stay tuned next time for more with Linda Gail Lewis and our Killer Countdown, brought to us by Lanark Records. Until then, it's Jam and James Riley saying keep on rockin'.